Lead exposure can lead to long-term consequences for children, especially if not caught and treated quickly. Outreach on the risks of lead often falls to health departments, but what happens when there is a language barrier? Indiana Public Broadcasting's Violet Comber-Wyland reports on one woman's efforts to bring information and resources to Spanish-speaking communities in Indiana.
Marjorie Duarte Sheffield moved to the U.S. from Venezuela 24 years ago. She says at the time, she didn't know anything about lead and its risks. More than two decades later, she's helping other Spanish-speaking community members through the Marion County Public Health Department.
I am the one that is going out and about talking about lead poisoning prevention, getting to know the population, the Hispanic population, it's important.
When Duarte Sheffield thinks of the value of her work, she reflects on a success story. She visited a home where children tested positive for lead, but the family couldn't find the source. Duarte Sheffield was able to recognize lead on one of the children's necklaces.
So we told them, remove it from the children, and problem solved. And those are things that fills my heart with joy. Because I know now that could happen even with Jurley.
Her work took Duarte Sheffield to a recent health resource fair for immigrants.
Well, I'm here talking to people in person, letting them know about lead poisoning.
Duarte Sheffield says spaces like this one are important to get the word out about lead risks to Spanish-speaking communities. She feels like there is still not enough being done to share information and reduce barriers for lead testing. And the need for more information and resources in Indiana keeps growing. Census data shows the Hispanic and Latino populations in the state grew by more than 40% over the last decade to more than a 500,000 people. Gabriel Filippelli is the executive director of the Indiana University Environmental Resilience Institute. He says there are a lot of lead risks in the state.
We've contaminated a lot of urban environments with a lot of lead, just both from lead paint on homes that have decayed, as well as lead from leaded gasoline that's been deposited in soils.
There is no safe level of lead. Kids with lead poisoning may experience trouble learning, issues with behavior, and poor kidney function. Michelle Del Rio is an assistant professor at Indiana University. She says to reach Spanish-speaking populations with information about the risks, health departments must consider how to best present it.
From my experience, it works best when you are very transparent about what you want from the community to do and how the community is going to benefit from either your research or from preventing lead exposure. And also having practical recommendations that are aligned with the resources that these families have.
Del Rio works with a lot of mixed immigration status families. She says economic and immigration concerns can also be a barrier to lead testing.
I think there's also maybe a fear that there's government involvement in if somehow participating in either testing your home or testing your children. So maybe making sure that message is clear that this is not going to investigate your immigration status.
Marjorie Duarte Sheffield says she is encouraged by education and outreach efforts so far, but more still needs to be done.
More information to the parents for the parents to request it in their children's schools. And also, you know, this is a dream. If it would be a legislation about that, something bigger. But it's just a dream. How to make it happen? I have no idea.
In the meantime, Duarte Sheffield continues to work to engage Hispanic families through education, outreach, and resources. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Violet Comber-Wyland.